After the devastation of World War I, a shared sentiment echoed around the world. Such a catastrophe must never happen again. France, keen to prevent a future invasion from its eastern border with Germany, had their own solution, the Maginot Line. They erected a massive border defense consisting of a series of fortifications and weapons installations. At last, they were done with the Eastern Front defense problem. Another invasion could never happen again in the future. Except the future had changed. While the Maginot Line was a perfect defense against the traditional tactics of slow trench warfare, it was ill-equipped to combat the Blitzkrieg, the lightning warfare that the Germans had mastered. To this day, the tale of the Maginot Line stands as a cautionary tale against preparing solely for the past threats without forecasting future challenges. Strategies and assumptions need to consistently reevaluate, particularly in our fast-paced, technologically advanced world. And as you might have guessed by now, this is also relevant in finance. So how do we craft a portfolio that stands the test of time in ever-changing conditions? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of August 28th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. The essence of building a portfolio lies in a simple goal: maximizing the return for every risk taken. Regardless of your identity, your circumstances, or your age, the objective remains unaltered: seeking the maximum yield within your risk tolerance. In essence, for each risk unit, there's a corresponding peak return available. These myriad points coalesce to form what is known as the efficient frontier. So consider this. If one portfolio offers a 10% return with an 8% risk or standard deviation, who would opt for it over another promising the same 10% return at a heightened 20% risk? Now, that 20% risk means the upside or downside could vary by as much as 20%. Logically, the choice is clear. Everyone aspires to position themselves along the efficient frontier. Give me the maximum return for the lowest possible variance of that return. Yet therein lies an inherent challenge. Both risk and return are variables, ever fluctuating in nature. History provides a clear illustration of the complexities investors face. So let's dive into the past. In the 1980s, a typical balanced portfolio of 60% equity and 40% bonds, divided equally within equities between US, Canadian, and international stock indices, and complemented with a 40% in diversified bonds, yielded an approximate return of 14% with a variance of 10%. Yet an astute investor focusing on the promise of international markets and adjusting the allocation to 10% US, 10% Canada, and 40% international would have enjoyed a higher return of 16% for the same risk level. Entering the 1990s, an investor analyzing this past success might conclude, clearly the international markets are the stronger option. I'll adopt the previous winning strategy. But by doing so, this investor would have achieved only a 10% return with 10% risk. Had they leaned more heavily into what appeared as the weaker US market during this period, they could have secured a 13% return for less risk. Wisened by these observations, this investor might then deduce, well, the golden opportunities seem to alternate between the US and international markets. In the 2000s, I'll hedge my bet and overweight both. Now, following such a strategy with 30% in US stocks and 30% in international, with an additional 40% in bonds, the returns would have been disappointing. A mere 2% for the same 10% risk. Now, in contrast, a portfolio leaning towards Canada would have generated nearly 6% returns at the same risk level. So what's the optimal strategy in such a dynamic landscape? If you're leaning towards the mantra, don't overthink, maintain balance consistently, you present a reasonable argument. However, such an approach might mean overlooking potential opportunities. It's worth considering the benefits of fundamental analysis. Adapting the portfolio with slight shifts in allocation, based on valuation, growth prospects, often proves to be a more advantageous strategy. Tactical asset allocation serves as an instrumental tool to navigate the portfolio closer to the efficient frontier. Reflecting on our earlier scenarios, had the investor been future-facing, asking what seems likely to perform well tomorrow, rather than relying on past patterns. He could have allocated more tactically, honing in on the most probable avenues of outperformance, but it's crucial to avoid going to extremes, such as entirely sidelining certain asset classes. Consider the 2010s as a case in point. Post the 2008 financial crisis, America's economy and economic landscape appeared bleak. The nation was grappling with a lost decade, a 10-year stretch that failed to offer any significant returns to investors. On the other hand, Canada, having sidestepped the worst impacts of the crisis, emerged as a seemingly more lucrative option. For budding investors today, it might be difficult to fathom a period when American stocks weren't attractive. In an era consumed by narratives like peak oil, Canadian equities painted a promising picture. However, the horizon was witnessing the rise of titans: Google, Facebook, Amazon, all American behemoths. Broadly speaking, the American stock market in the aftermath of the crisis was undervalued. A discerning investor might have identified this downturn as a golden opportunity, tilting their allocation more towards the U.S. This move could have not only enhanced their returns without augmenting theoretical risk, but in practical terms, also insulated them from severe repercussions. A potential misjudgment would have had limited fallout because decisions were nuanced. It wasn't about completely abandoning one market for the other. It was about judicious adjustments informed by fundamental indicators. Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Next week, we will look into what tilts can we make today for the future tomorrow. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to share it with colleagues or friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.